Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So how are female supporters of President Trump responding to the recent allegations against him? Adult film star Stormy Daniels, Stephanie Clifford, wants the non-disclosure agreement Trump's lawyer had her sign nullified because the president didn't sign it. Last week, a judge temporarily stopped her request to depose the president about the one-night stand she says they had, and Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, paid her $130,000 to keep quiet. Then there's Karen McDougal, who says she had a 10-month-long affair with Donald Trump. Here she is speaking with CNN's Anderson Cooper.
I never brought up his wife. He did once, and that's the only time I can remember when he said she was an intelligent woman. She knew, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 languages. But other than that, he never talked about his wife, and I never brought her up. Obviously, there's a reason I don't bring her up, because I felt guilty about it, out of sight, out of mind.
McDougal says the National Enquirer paid her for what she thought was a career-boosting coverage, but now she's suing the paper, alleging they did what's called a catch and kill, buying her silence in order to kill the story. Of course, female Trump supporters do not speak with one voice, but polls show many are sticking with him, as is Kim Dowdle of Birmingham, Alabama. Kim, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and the last time we spoke, you did not side with President Trump. He backed the Republican Roy Moore in the Alabama Senate race. You went with the Democrat Doug Jones, and you told us it's because you believed the women who accused Roy Moore of preying on them when they were teens, right?
I sure do.
Yeah.
My views on Stephanie Clifford and Karen differ greatly. Now, what he did with Karen was an affair. What he did with Stormy Daniels, Stephanie Clifford, is a one-night stand, and she's running on it.
But what I'm hearing is you believe the women.
Oh, yeah.
And yet you still support the president. How so?
Here's my opinion. There are many men that have been in high authority that have had extramarital affairs. And also, just because I support my president does not mean that I think he's a good man. I think he loves America. Let's get that straight. Look at JFK. Martin Luther King Jr. I love Martin Luther King Jr. He had an affair. And so why can I support my president and not support someone like Roy Moore? Mm. Let's go there. Not supporting Roy Moore is a big deal in this state. What I think Stormy Daniels is doing is a win for herself. What I think that Beverly and Lee did.
Moore's accusers.
Correct. Yeah. What I think they did was they chose to help solve the problem for America. My personal view is that I feel like Stormy Daniels is borderline treason.
So you're saying Moore's accusers, you know, helped people see and avoid voting for a predator as a
correct
candidate, whereas Donald Trump is president right now, and you feel that that's treasonous to come out against the president.
Why
now
did they not? Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, why did she not come out prior? If you really do your research, you're going to see that she's denied it 5 different times. I'm so sick and tired of people telling me that the people like Beverly and Lee came out as an opportunistic venture against Roy Moore. What they did was help solve a problem in America so that we didn't have another problem in Washington.
Are you saying then maybe that Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal should have come out before, which, by the way, they said they couldn't because they believed that they had these non-disclosure agreements and would be sued. And Stormy Daniels is saying now she's realizing that Trump didn't sign it.
If they were really worried, particularly Stormy, that would have been the time.
Hey, got to ask you, Kim, I'm wondering, too, it sounds like you're watching this, you know, almost like a Donald Trump reality show.
It's like that's what it's being made of, is like a reality show. And honestly, people are forgetting key people in this reality show, and they're Barron and Melania and Ivanka and Donald Jr. and Eric and all of them.
Is there nothing in this story that unsettles you about President Trump?
What unsettles me the most is the fact that the attention is being taken off of policy and put onto rhetoric. And there's so much wrong with this country, and there's so much right with this country. But no one can see the right and the wrong so that we can correct the first and emphasize the latter, because we're worried about what he's doing privately. I cannot even begin to fathom how different my life would be, living in the South, and particularly in Birmingham, Alabama, if people had focused on Martin Luther King Jr.'s sexual behavior versus the words that came out of his mouth, the heart behind what he was trying to accomplish for all color. You know, people don't like President Trump because he's not polished. That's why we voted for him, everyone. Hello? He's got great policies. If we just stop and look at the policies, Roy Moore could be stopped before he began. Trump's in office right now. So you better figure out what he's about and not where he is in the bedroom.
That's Kim Dowdle of Birmingham, Alabama, a Trump supporter. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
You as well. Thank you. Have a great day.
And thoughts welcome, herenow.org.